some salmon. So yeah.
Right, everybody, are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ready and raring to go?
So
as I said before, my name is Amy and I'm here from the Dialect and Heritage Project here at the lovely Chevington Lodge. We're going to start off by talking a bit about the ewes. So my name, as I said, is Amy, and my favourite sweets are candy sticks. So, can you introduce yourself and tell me what your favourite sweet is? Humbugs? You like humbugs, do you?
Yeah, it's true.
What's your favourite sweet, sir?
All of them.
All of them? Have you got a sweet too?
Yeah?
Chocolate sweeties? Yeah? Dark chocolate? White chocolate?
Dark.
Any other takers for dark chocolate over there? Oh, we've got a hand up. And you, what is your name and what is your favourite sweet?
My name is Molly and I like the straight candy ones.
Ah, minty. You liked mints over there, didn't you? Humbugs.
Humbugs.
What about you, sir? What's your name and what's your favourite type of sweet?
I'm Frank.
Frank?
I like...
You got a sweet tooth?
What are those?
What are those ones? Yeah, mint humbugs, those.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, lovely.
How about you? What's your favourite type of sweet?
As long as I got a...
You can you haven't got
chew them at the end.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your favourite sweet?
Sweet.
What about you? What's your favourite sweet?
My favourite sweet is...
We're all looking for you to find out what your favourite sweet is.
Do you have a sweet tea? Do you like chocolate? Licorice? I like licorice. What about you over there? What's your favourite sweet? What's your favourite sweetie? Do you like mints, sherbet lemons? Sweetie, what's your favourite sweet? How about you? No, snoozing. Right, so we've got some sweet teeth in the room. What about if I was to say to you, I'm going to go and make a sausage bap? What would that bread. Type of bread be to you?
Bread and butter and then do the bap on the sausage on top.
Yeah?
Cut it up. Sauce on it if you want.
What kind of sauce would you have on your sausage bap?
Brown.
Brown? Any red sauce fans here?
No.
No? No red sauce? Not no really sauce?
No sauce on your sausage roll. I've got a sausage sandwich, lots of sauce. Red, brown, pink.
Pink?
I don't know. It must have a lot of beetroot, you see, and then you get pink sauce in it.
Oh, that's a nice idea. What's your favourite type of dinner?
Favourite what?
Dinner. You're going out for dinner, what are you going to have when you go out today?
Seafood, I think.
Seafood? Ooh, what kind of seafood? Fish and chips?
No.
Proper seafood. What about if you were to go and get fish and chips?
I don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish?
I don't eat meat.
Oh, at all? No fish and chips for you? But if you were going to go and get little bits of batter with your chips from the fish and chip shop, what would it be called?
It's probably going there and keep you
Do you call them scraps?
Yeah, that's it.
Scratchings?
A penneth of scraps.
A penneth of scraps.
In the 1930s, isn't
it? What would you have if you called them anything? Little bits of butter in your fish and chips?
We call them nuisances.
A nuisance? Do you not like them?
I don't think butter in the fish and chips, so.
No, you've not had any.
So a little salt and that's it.
Not little tiny bits of butter in your chips?
Scratchings?
Yeah.
No, you haven't heard of scratchings.
Frank, what about you? Have you ever had scratchings? Or scraps?
No, I don't know.
Scraps.
In your fish and chips?
Yeah.
Well, this every Friday.
Oh, fish and chip Friday?
Scampi, or you can have fish. You have chips and peas, whatever you want with it.
Do you have whole peas or mushy peas?
Ordinary peas.
Shuddering at the thought of mushy peas. No, not a fan?
Not really, no.
Broad beans.
Oh, broad beans. Have any of you ever grown broad beans in the garden?
Yep.
Yeah, what else have you been growing in the garden? Anything?
Sorry?
What have you been growing in the garden?
Nothing?
You
have a garden here, it is your own.
You used to grow anything?
Yes, I do. I've got the hanging baskets normally.
Oh, okay. What do you put in your hanging baskets?
All sorts. I just throw them in and look for things.
Yeah. That's one way of doing it.
I leave them all lined up, and I love them in the tubs and that.
Oh, pretty, nice colours.
Yes, yeah.
Any of you other gardeners, green-fingered people?
I don't quite qualify as green-fingered, but...
I think you probably do.
You grown any fruit or veg?
Yes, strawberries and things like that.
Strawberries? What did you use your strawberries for? Anything nice?
Eating, because I like them.
Eating, just not baking or putting them in a jam or anything?
Oh no, don't do jam, can't be bothered.
It's a lot of work, isn't it, jam?
Yeah.
What about grapes? Have you ever tried grapes in the UK? Growing grapes in the UK?
Grapes, oh, I love grapes, I could eat them until they're quite green.
Oh, really?
Yes, I love them.
Yeah? What colour? Red, green?
Green.
I've never tried it. I thought they would grow, so I didn't bother.
No, sometimes they grow in a greenhouse, but it's a lot of work.
Yes, I haven't really got a greenhouse, so I've got a summer house instead.
What do you do in your summer house?
Read and eat.
That's a lovely way to do it.
And my cats and dogs sit with me, and it's all coming quite nice, really.
Yeah, what's your dog and cat called?
I don't have a dog any longer, sadly, I lost her, but I have a cat. Who likes masses of attention?
Of course, don't they always?
Yeah, because she's Queen Bee. Yeah. She's a nice little soul.
Oh, good. What kind of cat is she? Tabby cat? Black and white cat?
In between all of them, really.
A mix. A bit of this and a bit of that.
Yes, but she's still a nice girl.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to get out some maps. So, as I said to you before,
pets. She wants to know.
Yeah, you've got pets.
Oscar. My cat.
What's your cat called?
Oscar.
Oscar the cat. That's a good name for a cat. I like that.
It's a stray cat.
Oh, and what kind of cat is Oscar? Tabby, black and white?
All sorts.
Mixture. I've got two mixtures over there.
Together,
what kind of dog did you have when you had a dog?
Well, I've had so many, haven't I? West Island White.
Give that to
me. Thank you. Terrier.
Oh, a little one.
I've had most of the big dogs, golden retrievers and things like that. Sorry.
Oh, golden retrievers. So what I've given you just now is a map that was produced in the 1950s, when they went around and did their survey of dialects. And this first map...
Say where it is.
Well, you can say where you're from if you would like, if you grew up somewhere. I grew up in Brighton in Sussex. Mm. Where did you grow up?
I don't know, that's what you want.
I grew up just outside Norwich, went to school in Norwich.
Oh, so you've not gone far too far then?
No. I'm a little homebird here.
Lovely.
Essex. Where's Essex on here?
Bottom right corner-ish.
Yeah.
So this map showed different words for if you were to make a cup of tea. So do you mash your tea? Do you wet your tea?
Mash.
You mash your tea.
Yeah.
Frank, what about you? Do you mash your tea, soak your tea, wet your tea?
Mash.
Mash? Where are you from?
Hull.
Hull, lovely. Got a mash over there. What about over here?
What was it?
Do you make your tea, mash your tea, brew your tea, wet your tea?
Never heard of that.
Baked
tea.
The trouble is I don't drink tea. So I
don't that's the thing, if you don't have a word for it.
Baked.
Baked. What does baked mean? Right, what else have we got?
I've never heard of mash.
Mash, mash your tea.
Never.
What about a snack? What do you call a snack? Anything?
It's a fruit.
That's your snack of choice, is it? A piece of fruit? Lovely.
Yogurt.
Do you call it bait, lunch, snap, snack? Any different words? Docky? Bait box? For a snack. For a snack.
It's a sandwich, really.
Yeah? Do you have a name for the type of thing? So snack or docky or crust?
Is it snack?
Snack. Did you have a word for it growing up?
Snack, I knew it.
You call it snack? There's tons of words depending on where you're from, but snack is just as good as any. Let's see what other maps I've got here.
A bag of crisps.
A bag of crisps. What flavour crisps? What's your favourite flavour of crisp?
Salt and onion or something.
Salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. Lots of choices, aren't there?
Are you getting this for my lunch?
Is that you placing your order, ready to go?
I don't think quite works like that.
No. That would be nice if you could place your orders and it would appear magically. So, I'm going to go through. It's not a test, I promise.
That's so good.
Make floor, so.
I don't think so.
Let me get my quiz up. It's not a test, I promise. You're not going to be scored.
Oh, there's tea here.
Don't you worry.
Tea is strong.
Yeah, strong tea, you like.
No sugar.
No sugar. Any milk? Milk in your tea?
No.
No, just black?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't drink tea.
You don't drink tea at all?
No. I prefer coffee and soft drinks.
Oh dear. Yeah. Very nice. Sounds like we're all placing our orders, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to ask you some questions and you're going to tell me what your word for them is.
Oh, God.
I promise it's not a test. What's this? I'll bring it around.
Right. Hedgehog.
Yeah. Hedgehog? Any other words for hedgehog?
Hedgehog. What is it?
Some called hedgepigs.
You call it hedge pig?
Hedgehog.
Some people do.
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog?
It's hedgehog.
Hedgehog over here, lovely. What about this little creepy crawly?
Jelly long legs.
Jelly long legs? What do you call
it? It's a spider.
A spider?
It's different from a spider.
Looks like a daddy long legs.
Horrible. Horrible, yeah, I think that was good enough for me.
Spider.
Daddy long legs?
Yeah.
What do you call this? Anything?
Crawling on the sand.
Yeah, it's coming to get you. Right, what's next? Oh, another creepy crawly. What's this?
Another one. A black beetle.
This one's a little one.
Oh, that's a beetle.
God.
A beetle. Yeah. You don't like that one either, Frank.
A beetle, I think.
Beetle? Or an earwig? What, do you call it an earwig?
Yes,
little thing at the back?
Is that woodlouse?
It's a little bit smaller than earwig.
I don't think so.
Earwig, I think. What do you call it, Mo?
What do you call it, an earwig?
Just a beetle.
Just a beetle.
You can't call it an earwig, but I don't think it is.
We're still in the natural world. I don't like them. What about this? It's
kind of cut your grass.
You haven't been very good on your garden. It's sticky. My brother used to throw it and it stuck to my jacket.
Oh, of course, wonderful.
What do you call it?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
Mm.
What do you call it? Kind of sticky plant.
I don't know if I cut it, what do you call them?
What about you over here? What do you call this?
I
It's kind of sticky. My brother used to throw it on the coat.
Just a weed.
Yeah. You called it sweetheart, did you say?
Yeah, no.
Some people call it cleavers.
Just weeds.
Or sticky weed.
Do you have
sticky
willy?
Sticky willy, some people call it sticky willy.
It's kind of
it's a giggle, doesn't it? What about this?
I like that one.
A little piece of water on the end of some grass. What do you call that?
A drip.
A drip? Do you call it a drop of anything?
Mushroom.
A little, it's water. It's a little drop of
water.
Lime?
Drop of water, that's it when you see.
Drop
a bit of
water. Drop of water, a dew drop, maybe?
No.
Dew
droplet.
Droplet,
yeah.
We talked about this earlier. Does anyone have any other names for these?
Well, I like these, they're all these ones. They're all sweeties, aren't they? Different
sweeties? Sweeties? Do you have a name for these?
Sherbet.
Sherbet?
Yeah.
Oh, I like sherbet.
Sherbet.
Sweets, I think.
Sweets? Do you call them sweets or sweeties?
Sweets, mostly.
Sweets.
Always around. They don't last long.
Some of you.
My nurses used to call them goodies.
Goodies? Oh, that's a nice name for them. Where would you go to get them? At the sweet shop? Get your goodies from the sweet shop?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we used to go to the shop and there's layers and layers of jars.
Yeah.
All different sweets.
What would you get?
Oh, toffee.
Toffee?
Some toffee.
Ooh, I like toffee.
Just get a little hammer and break it up.
Oh, really? Toffee hammer?
Let's go back for a long time.
Does anyone remember a toffee hammer going to the shop and then breaking it up for you?
Yeah.
Very good. What about? We talked about this a bit earlier too. What do you call this? Baked. Round
egg
rolls, is it rolls?
Rolls, some people call them rolls.
Oh, rolls.
It's made of, it's kind of bread.
What is it? What is it?
Big rolls.
Big
rolls.
Cob
something.
Cob, you call it a cob?
Oh, I call them bread rolls.
Bread roll?
Is that where you could call cobblers?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Cobblers.
Cobblers? Oh, you to put in a stew?
Yeah.
Oh, baps.
Baps.
Yeah.
What about you, sir? What do you call these? Baked bread?
Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding.
Different,
what about these? You have them with jam and cream.
Oh, nuts.
Oh.
With your afternoon tea, and they've got raisins in. Or you can have them plain.
Is it a roll? Oh yeah, they look like, because there's a fruit roll, a scone, I think.
Scone? Are you in the scone or the scone camp?
Scone.
Scone? Scone or scone?
It's a donut, isn't it?
It's a scone or a scone. Do you say scone or scone?
I mostly say scone.
Scone?
Because I say scone as I'm in a different sort of frame of mind.
You change interchangeably, dear?
Yeah.
What about if there's not one, two, what's the next number?
Three.
Do you say three or do you say three?
What for?
Three.
One, two, three.
Scone,
make
sure
you
say three.
Three,
lovely. What about these?
Oh, they're spring onions, aren't they?
Spring onions?
Yeah, spring onions, yeah.
Do you have a different name for them?
Spring onions?
Yeah, spring onions. Not scallions or anything?
No.
Some people call them chiplets.
Parsnips.
I'm sorry,
I don't want to
be
going. That's okay, should we get it?
Have some chair then.
Do you want the brakes
on this? It's excluded.
Are you all right?
I've got that. Bless you. When you get it.
Bless you. Let's get you up. Are you okay? Can I hold the chair still for you?
Thank you. I can't get it without a push.
I'm just trying to get behind you. Sorry. Oh, Wendy, I'm
just...
No, not at all. You're okay.
Jesus.
Right. Sorry, I'm trying to bash you in there.
Cut my arm off, yeah, that'd be alright.
Get your legs going.
I put the brake on.
Are you okay?
napkin near the table.
Did you see
this one?
Thank you.
Oh,
she's
right.
I'm sorry to
what?
Leave you.
No, not at all. I hope you have a lovely lunch.
That's looking forward to coming as well.
It's been lovely to chat to you.
It took me a while to get into the chair and start in there. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
You blue and marsh, you really old countries here. Have a nice lunch. I don't eat too much.
Yeah, you've
been
right. Thank you.
Right.
So, can we use the dishwasher?
Soak.
Oh, okay.
Wet.
Thank you.
What about this? She's giving him a
piggyback.
Piggyback?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it, Frank?
Yeah.
A piggyback?
What would you call it over there?
Piggyback? Well, on the back, wouldn't it?
What would you call it?
I call it a piggyback then.
Do you have a different name for it? Piggyback?
No.
What about this in the playground?
Seesaw.
Seesaw? Any songs you know? Yeah, there you are.
Yeah,
any songs about seesaws? Seesaw, Marjorie Daw?
Marjorie Daw.
I don't know what the rest goes like though. Does anyone know? Seesaw, Marjorie Daw. And there's something else, but I don't know what it is. If I was to say, he asked me to fix it, and would you say I went? I was like, I said, no way, do it yourself. If you were describing what someone had said to you, would you say I said or I went? I went, no way, do it myself.
I'm going.
Lovely. What about the food was... proper tasty, very tasty.
I don't think we said proper tasty, Rosie.
Jolly tasty.
Very
tasty. Well tasty.
No flavour.
Real tasty. Really tasty. No.
Just tasty.
Well tasty.
Well, it might be polite to say it tasted very nice.
That's very polite of you, isn't it?
Yeah, extremely. Yeah.
What about, what do you call the room in a house for storing food?
Sorry, say that again.
What do you call the room in a house for storing food?
Dining room.
Where you store your food.
Where you store your food, or the kitchen.
Kitchen, cupboard. Larder, pantry.
Fridge, freezer.
Refrigerator.
Freezer before, likely.
Yeah. What about, if you haven't eaten any food for a long time, you're bound to feel...
Hungry.
Blotted.
What did you say?
Blotted.
If you're hungry, what?
We're hungry.
Yeah.
Starving.
Any other word? Famished?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You wouldn't say famished?
For me.
No.
Starving or
well
famished.
Well hungry,
yeah. I think so.
Plus that you do the think of words when you're doing that, do
no,
you?
No, when you're kind of put on the spot.
That's it, yeah.
What about... what words do you use for something to eat? So we talked about this. Snack. Do you say snack?
Yes, you say that snack,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What about...
I don't often ask for food because I usually do it.
So. Yes, you just get it all sorted. What do you call coffee that you might get from a cafe with lots of milk in?
Horrible.
Milk in.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino? Or a...
latte.
Latte. Do you say latte?
Latte?
No.
Yeah, I don't say anything because I don't have milk in my coffee.
You have it black, do you?
Yes.
Strong coffee?
Yeah.
What about... what's the dairy product you spread on toast and sandwiches?
It could be butter.
Butter.
Yeah. If you were playing a game when at school or something, which word or phrase would you use to indicate a temporary break in a game when points can't be scored?
Oh.
Would you do anything? Would you do this?
No.
No? Truce? Would you have a name? Time out?
So this, what is it again?
No, so you're playing playing a game at school,
yes.
Running around, and you wanted to pause the game. Would you say time out?
No.
Would you say...
No, I don't think
we're
into that.
Stop
way,
it.
No.
This is
stop. Stop. What about if you fell over in the playground, your knee might be Scraped, grazed. If you got covered in dirt in the playground, you might need to get home and go into the
bath.
Yeah, bathtub. We didn't really have showers earlier, did we?
Who got the first bath in your house?
Me.
You were the first bath, were you? Lovely.
Yep.
When children are very excited, you might say that they are full of
beans.
Fun.
Beans, fun.
Beans,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounded more like it. Beans.
Frank, when you had the bath, Frank, hello. Did you have a bath with your sister in the tin bath?
Did you have a what?
Did you have the tin bath with your sister?
Yeah.
You had a bath? Was it every Friday?
Shower.
It was every Friday, wasn't it?
What are they doing?
Or Sunday night. Or
Friday's bath day, is it?
Yeah.
You used to love the bath, it was so cold.
Oh, really?
Because it went past it and now. Yeah.
Did you have a bath, Frank, on a Friday?
Yeah. A birthday?
Bath.
Oh, yeah, in front of the fire, yeah.
In front of the fire?
Yeah.
So it was nice and toasty?
Yep.
Who would you have a bath with, Frank?
Brother or sister?
You'd share, would you?
Yeah, we'd share.
Get the warm water.
I used to get the last one.
Yeah.
I used to get the last in the bath.
You were the last, were you? Oh.
Yeah.
And you were the first, were you? You were lucky.
Yeah, I've been sure it was. I didn't share it either.
You didn't have to share?
No.
No, just you. And was it a bath in the bathroom or a bath in front of the fire?
Well, it could be either. You know, Emma used it was in front of the fire, but mostly, but you see, the bath tells so much that you could afford to get all that water in.
It's a lot of water in a big bath, isn't it?
Mm.
We used to catch rainwater.
Catch rainwater? Mm. What, for the bath?
Mm. Didn't have any other source of water.
How did you catch the rainwater?
We had tanks outside under the drain pipe.
Oh, okay, so straight from the gutters.
And then a friendly father or mother would put it in the bath and a terrible child would jump in and have a bath.
Oh, gosh. What about at the end of a long and tiring day, you might say you're absolutely...
Knackered.
Frank's knackered?
Yeah.
What else might you say? Anything?
Exhausted.
Mm.
Tired,
yeah.
There's lots of words you could have, obviously.
Which word would you, I'm sure none of you did, but which word would you use to mean not attending school?
Truant?
Yeah, you said
that. I never did it.
Did you not?
Escaping.
What about skiving?
Probably that, yeah.
Skipping school?
I didn't do it much.
There was a little much in there somewhere.
I used to stay till lunchtime and then no one could find me and I'd go off.
Well, you did some of the day, it's fine.
I wouldn't think so, you'd have nuns running after you down the street, but there we go.
Sometimes when children are being very naughty, their parents might tell them that someone will come and take them away. Do you have a name for this mysterious person?
Terrifying.
Scary, yeah.
Scary.
Not the bogeyman?
The bogeyman.
The bogeyman will come and get you?
Shut you in the cupboard. I'm not joking, my mother did that to me once and I was just in hysterics. It was pitch black.
Oh, under the stairs or something?
Oh, yeah.
What about the place where you grow crops and raise animals?
Smallholding or a farm,
yeah. When you walk in the countryside after heavy rain, your shoes will get covered in...
Muck.
Where are you, Frank? When you walk in the countryside, don't eat that.
I'm not eating it.
Frank didn't eat it.
Carry on.
When you're walking in the countryside, your shoes might get covered in...
Horses poo, dog poo.
Wow.
It's been raining, you're walking in the countryside, your shoes might get covered in...
Muck.
Yeah, so we've got muck over here, mud over there. What about when you're driving in icy or wet weather, you must take care because the roads are...
Slippy. Dangerous.
Slippy? What might you say if you were driving and the roads were icy?
No. I don't know that.
Stop doing that.
I don't know.
We used to say treacherous.
Treacherous, yeah, treacherous roads.
It was really bad. Yeah.
What word would you use as a term of endearment, even with strangers?
Have you ever said that?
A man.
What would you use as a term of endearment, even with strangers?
It's old fashioned, isn't it?
A cuddle.
Dear.
You're right, dear. Love.
Yeah, occasionally darling.
Darling.
Because I like the sound of that better than dear.
Yeah, darling's nice. Would you have a word for it?
What do you call people when you're being friendly to them? Do you say, hello, darling? A sweetheart? What words do you use?
Oh, yeah.
Darling. Darling, yeah, got a few votes for darling. Which word would you use to refer to someone as very attractive?
I don't think I use a strange word.
Oh, God.
That's your reason for the bed today, can I?
Frank's giggling. What have you got?
I haven't got anything.
You haven't got a word.
Not a word.
Oh, I don't.
Stunner?
Handsome?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Mirror.
What's your word for spreading rumours? What's your word for spreading rumours?
Gossip.
Gossip? Did you say gossip? For spreading rumours?
Somebody's you, but not me.
Do what?
Nasty.
Spreading rumours.
I would never do such a thing.
Would you not? Are you too well behaved
no,
for
I
that?
I would not. I do. I might know.
If a picture isn't hanging straight, it's hanging...
Askew.
Askew?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think they will.
Crooked.
Crooked?
Or what?
I'd say crooked.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, crooked.
Oh.
Wonky?
Well, that too, the way occasionally you have to get...
What do you call a very small piece of wood that's got into your finger?
Splinter.
Splinter?
Yeah.
What did you call it?
Shiver.
A shiver?
Yeah.
What else have we got?
Yeah.
What do you call it over there? Tiny piece of wood in your finger.
A match.
In your finger?
Yeah, a match. You strike it.
But if you've got a tiny, tiny, tiny piece in your finger when you were doing some work.
I'd put it on the fire.
What about you over there, Wendy?
A tiny little thing.
I'd probably just pull it out and stand on it.
What would you call it though?
We usually call them shivers or something like
shivers,
that.
Shivers, yeah, you said shivers as well, didn't you? What do you call a person who mends shoes and boots?
Cobbler.
Busy man.
Cobbler, busy man.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Shoe mender.
Yeah, cobbler.
Handyman.
Well, the cobbler, yes, it's a bit.
Would your hometown have had a cobbler?
Well, I didn't really have a hometown.
Hometown?
I'm only 5 miles outside Norwich, in a village of five houses. So
no cobbler in the five houses.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't afford to replace the shoes, so they used to put new soles on and give it another lace pad.
Yeah.
I had a lady who made butter in the village, of course. They had cows on their farm.
Oh, yeah? So she made butter?
Yeah, she asked me to come and have a look and watch. Making butter.
It's hard work, isn't it, making butter?
Yeah,
it is.
Well, in retrospect, I was just fascinated. I thought,
did you have a go?
What are you doing now?
We're still talking
about farming.
Yeah, we're talking about making butter. Have you ever made butter?
Yes, when I was a child.
Wow.
My father had butter. Cream first.
Yeah.
And then... the next one, what was it?
Yeah.
And the last, you churn it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you help him churn it? Did you help him?
I did.
Is it hard work?
In Essex.
near Saffron Walden.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, really.
Is it hard work making butter with the churn?
Well, not really, because he put an engine, not an engine, what do you call it? Something to twist it.
Ah, so you didn't have to do all the hard work yourself. That's very sensible.
Ah.
Very sensible.
Well, you did ask.
No, it's a great, great story. You didn't ever make butter. No.
No.
Did you ever make butter?
No.
No. Cheese?
No.
No.
I made jam occasionally, but not butter.
No.
Well, you have to take the cream off.
Who got the cream? Who was lucky enough to get the cream off the top?
If you were lucky.
Yeah.
But you didn't go and take it when you wanted it because it was for people to come and buy it.
Ah, okay. Very good. Well, I think it's almost probably lunchtime soon. So I'm going to say thank you very much for chatting to me. I'll turn the tape off. Unless anyone has any other words that have come to mind since we've been chatting. Any words you can think of from home?
No.
Stovies.
Stovies?
Stovies.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a food. You should put onions, carrots and all that, and you just cook it slowly, and then you put loads of potato in.
Scottish.
And you put a sauce in. And then you used to put sausages or whatever you wanted.
Oh, so it's a bit like... It's a bit like a stew, then?
Yeah, yes, basically. You can put what you want. Oh, you've broken it.
It's leaking.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Just try not to spread too much water all over the shop. And that was called Stovies?
Stovies.
Oh,
and it's something you didn't have a lot of money. It was a good, you know...
Yeah, filling, I should think.
Yeah, more or less. You still got veg in that, didn't you?
Yeah. Wow.
Frank, what did you call your friends at home? And
pals,
what did I...
What, you had a name for your friends that you called?
Gang.
Mates.
Ah. Never mind.
Any other words before I turn the tape off? No? You've all given me lots of words. Thank you very much. I will press stop.